Chapter 3, Be First or Be the First to Do It Your Way. Who was the second man to run a 4-minute mile? Who was the second team of men to land on the moon? In Formula 1, who finished second last year? What is the second highest mountain in the world? Who is the second fastest man on the planet? I can ask these questions all day long and you may know some of the answers, whereas you will likely know most of the answers to who was first. Why is that? I'll tell you why. Because nobody gives a flying fuck about second place, and they never will. We have all heard of Jack the Ripper, but who was the UK's second serial killer? Exactly my point. When you are an entrepreneur, at some point you are going to have to look at marketing your business, and when you do, this chapter will help you massively. The title of this chapter is Be First or Be the First to Do It Your Way, and what I mean by this is don't come into a market and copy what the other businesses in your market are doing, or you will fade into the background. Also, don't come into a market and make claims to be something you clearly are not, or, even worse, copy the claims of the company that is already number one in the market. Many companies look at other companies who are doing well and think if they copy their marketing strategy, they will get the same results. Nothing could be further from the truth. There is usually a number one in any market you are going to join, there is usually the lowest priced, and there is usually a company with the largest selection. So, how do you join any market and still present something new that the industry hasn't seen before? Well, actually, it's really quite easy. All you need to do is choose a market section where your target customers are based, which becomes your brand promise. For example, let's imagine we are electricians joining the Manchester market. When we do our research on the competition, I guarantee there are already many companies claiming to be the cheapest, the longest established, the number one, and many other different variations of these. Because nobody has ever really considered their target market and pointed that out in all their marketing. Depending on what services we offer, I would look at the client base in that market and specifically target them. For example, I would imagine most homes are owned by people between the ages of 35 and 70. I would also imagine that customers aged between 50 and 70 have the most money to spend and are more likely the best-paying customers in that market. So, taking this into account, I would likely cater my marketing toward these individuals claiming to provide something entirely unique for those over 50, and I would specifically target this section of the market. You may have seen marketing like this done by very big companies. Smaller companies tend to believe they need to target everyone. You will likely have heard of over 50s life insurance or young driver car insurance. If you ever actually try one of these so-called specialized services, you'll know they are very rarely the cheapest. In fact, in most cases, they are very expensive, but because they mention the target market goes to them. Can you see why this works? Now let's look at marketing an electrician business specifically to the over 50s. Where would we start? Well, I know where we wouldn't start. Would we advertise in schools or colleges? No. Why? Because people over 50 are rarely in college. Would we advertise in the local golf clubs? Damn right we would. Would we advertise in hospitals? Of course we would. Would we advertise in nightclubs? Not a chance. What about in hotels and restaurants? We most certainly would. Are you starting to see why finding a target market and then going after it works so well? We can't be the first in any market, and it is unlikely we will become the number one business in any market for many, many years. However, becoming the business that caters for over 50s or 18 to 30s or fat men with bald heads or anything you can think of that differentiates you from everyone else in your market is actually quite easy, and it will make the whole process much more manageable. We can't always be the first business in an industry, but we can easily be the first business to market said business specifically to our target market. Don't try to change what people want. Instead, provide a new opportunity or put a new spin on an already existing offering and give the customer something different to think about. Have you ever noticed how new musicians rocket to fame and are absolutely everywhere, then all of a sudden, they are no longer anywhere? This isn't an isolated incident. In fact, it happens with almost every single band and music group because, as humans, we are pre-programmed to be attracted to new things. Anything new or novel will catch our attention, if only for a short time, until we get bored of it and start looking elsewhere. Most times in business, all you need to do is catch their attention over all the other noise, and you have a new customer. One of the biggest issues for a business when they first start marketing is budget. They focus on the cheapest lead cost or where they can get in front of the most customers for the least amount of money. This is wrong. A great book called Blue Ocean Strategy covers this in detail. What this means in a few words is: the goal of a blue ocean strategy is for organizations to find and develop blue oceans, uncontested, growing markets, and avoid red oceans, overdeveloped, saturated markets. A company will have more success, fewer risks, and increased profits in a blue ocean market. The only issue I have with this is that a starting business usually can't afford to populate an entire ocean. When I lived in Spain, we saw these small tablets that could make your swimming pool change color. We bought some and made our pool turn pink, which was pretty cool when you had guests and parties, etc. The kids wanted to turn the ocean pink, so we took one of these tablets down to the ocean to turn it pink, and guess what happened? Absolutely nothing. Initially, we saw a little bit of pink, then it just disappeared. That's precisely what will happen to your marketing budget if you target a market where you can't make a dent. Although, we are looking to be first, or be the first to do it our way. What we mean by that is to offer a new opportunity for your target market, make it personal, and target a niche where you can at least make a dent based on your initial budget. For example, I own an AI content rewriting tool called PageRewriter. There are hundreds of other AI content tools available in the market, so we created a new opportunity catered specifically for the local SEO industry. To do this, we broke down the local SEO writing process manually and shared this with our audience, then showed them how our tool could be used to cut this process down by over 90%. This resulted in thousands of SEOs moving to PageRewriter from our competitors. You can see a quick 2-minute demo video of how we approached this here: https://www.pagerewriter.com. Once you get the hang of this, starting and growing your business will be very, very easy, because you can focus on this and dynamically move your strategy as your business grows and your marketing budget increases. Summary: if you can't be the first into your market, then be the first to do it your way in that market by finding yourself a blue swimming pool where no other businesses are competing and making it your own. Look for a market where the customers want what you have to offer, can afford what you have to offer, are willing and able to pay for what you have to offer, are not already being targeted by hundreds of other businesses in your niche. Following these few simple rules and going into a not already saturated market with your own spin will do you well and make becoming successful much easier for you.